Hi, this is Jessica with Visalia's podcast, and I'm so excited because I'm here at the Visalia Chamber of Commerce at 222 North Garden Street. It's across from the depot, and it's just a great place to come visit. Head on over. You can see just that the community is just so connected when you walk in. Nice people, and I have my special guest. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Nicola Whistler, and I work for the Visalia Chamber of Commerce.
Awesome. And we're going to be talking everything chamber, and we're going to be focusing on the Christmas tree auction that's happening December 7th. And we'll give you information on how you can purchase tickets at the end of this podcast. All right. So Nicola, this is my first time attending the Christmas tree auction as an adult. I'm really excited to attend, but there's a lot of questions that come to mind when you see something and it says black tie event. A lot of people do not understand that there's a protocol to follow when it's a black tie event. So can you please give me just some suggestions, or what is some of the protocol that one must follow?
Yeah, so this is a black tie event, which really means it's time to dress up and go all out. So we love this event. It's an opportunity for Visalia to just show up and look beautiful. So for the men, it really means that they should be in a suit with a tie, or at least a tux maybe, depending on what they feel comfortable with. But they want to feel dressed up and excited. It's a fun and it's a great experience. And for the women, you know, if you have a beautiful gown, this is your chance to bring it out of the closet and to wear it. You probably don't get a chance to do that very often. So there are women in beautiful long gowns. There are also women in shorter cocktail type dresses. But at that point, they're dressing it up. They're using really fun, beautiful jewelry, or they've got great sparkly shoes and their hair is all done. So it really is about taking it to the next level. It's not just your simple black cocktail dress that you would wear out on a date night or to, you know, a regular fundraiser. This really is a chance to kind of go big and go home, you know, go big or go home and give yourself a chance to dress up. We joke in our office that this is an adult prom. So really, this is your chance to go all out, wear that great dress that you've never been able, you know, you have it, it's in the back of your closet, but you don't ever have an occasion to wear it. This is the occasion to pull that out.
And it's exciting because I actually said on my last podcast, I'm like, oh, this is for a time for me to pull out, you know, wear a pretty dress. And and it's true. This is just basically a prom for Visalia, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you feel like?
Yeah. So in terms of the dress, definitely, that's what it is. I know this will be my fifth Christmas tree auction that I've done here at the Chamber. And every year I've kind of stepped it up and done something different. So some years I've done, you know, the short black sparkly dress. Last year I had a full length rose gold sequin dress. This year I'm going with a short red cocktail dress, and I've got some really fun gold shoes and jewelry that I'm putting with it. So I change it up a little bit every year, but we really do want people to feel like this is their chance to dress up and do something special because it's a special event. It's raising money for local nonprofits, and it really is kind of a way to kick off the holiday season.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about those nonprofits, more information about the event. But first, a quick break, and then we're going to talk to Jennifer from Brides and Maidens about what advice she has for you when it comes to finding your perfect gown or dress, cocktail dress, for this event.
Hi, we're so excited you guys are here today. We're excited to talk to you about our upcoming event, the Visalia Christmas Tree Auction. It's going to happen on December 7th at the Visalia Convention Center, and this is the 38th year that we have hosted this event. And a lot of people ask us why we do this, and we do this to support our community. So in the 38 years that we've had this event, we've helped raise over $4 million for local nonprofits and charities within Visalia and Tulare County. And it's kind of an interesting event because it's not about the chamber. It really is about the nonprofits. So the chamber puts in all the time and effort and money and manpower to make this a huge fundraising event. But when it comes to the money being raised, the money goes 100% to the nonprofits involved. And Jessica will give you a list of those nonprofits later. But we're really excited. This year's theme is a holiday affair. So we're thinking classic Christmas, nostalgia, almost Hallmark. There's going to be lots of reds and golds, plaids, garlands, and we're really excited. The format of the event is really fun. We have a VIP hour from 6 to 7 o'clock, and we've got some special live entertainment that's going to be there. And then at 7 o'clock, we open up for general admission. And during the general admission, there's a lot of different food and wine that's going to be available. We've got more than 15 different restaurants that are going to be serving samples, everything from pita kebab to B&L quality meats, and everything in between. And then we've got 10 or 12 different wineries that are going to be there, and we've got wine samples for the entire night. When you buy your ticket, you get a glass, so you can come in and sample wine and eat delicious food while you look at the beautifully decorated trees. And what happens is the charities, we have 14 charities that are decorating our large trees. Those are 6 to 8 foot trees, and they are elaborate. They're beautifully decorated. They usually have things that go with them, extra things for the home that go with the trees. And we'll have a live auction starting at 7:30. So you can come and you can bid on these trees and raise money for local charities. And when the live auction ends, we do also have two silent auctions. One of the auctions is for our smaller trees. They're 3 to 5 feet tall. And those funds are also given to local nonprofits. And then we also have a second silent auction of items. So those include baskets of wine, home decor items, and even some trips. So we've got some really generous people in this community that have donated things to these nonprofits so that they can put them out in the auctions and raise money to fulfill their missions. And that's really what we're about. We are about providing a platform for the nonprofits to raise money. So we're really excited about this event. We would invite you to get your tickets and to come out and really make your year-end donation. Have a great time with your friends. Once the auctions are over, we actually have a DJ who's amazing, and he is going to be playing music from about 8:30 to 11:30 at night. So it turns into a huge dance party at the end of the night, and it's just a great time to have fun with your friends, celebrate the holiday season, be generous and giving to the local community, and help us support those that are supporting the less fortunate.
So Jennifer is going to share some do's and don'ts when it comes to wearing the correct gown or finding a gown here in Visalia for this Christmas tree auction event. So Jennifer, tell me, spill it.
Oh, so, okay, key important thing is undergarments, and that's a key thing. You have the right foundation, it makes your gown look great. And shoes, you know, you want the right shoes, the correct shoes that you're going to wear. You're comfortable, but look great as well.
In the undergarments, can you explain about that?
Yeah, undergarments, because it helps eliminate lines and, you know, bulges and things you don't want showing. You know, it makes you smooth and sleek, and that's a good tip to always have undergarments, because it sets the whole...
So like Spanx.
Yeah, that, or just, you know, good strapless bras or, you know, bra cups. And, you know, a lot of the gowns have them already, so they're good to go. And sometimes it's just some minor adjustments with our seamstresses and alterations with straps and hems. Those are so easy. We deal with those every day. So if you don't have anything, come on down. Let us be your stylist. We'll style what you're wearing and get you all set up.
And it's nice because I called Brides and Maidens, and she set up an appointment for me, and she said, come on in, what size do you wear? So is that how you usually do it? People call you, and then how does the process go to find the perfect gown?
A lot of times they just come in, and they're just, like, not sure where to start. And just by coming in, that's an excellent way to start. Just come on in, and we're here to help. We do it every day. We're not under any pressure, because we're used to...
You're used to the pressure.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, come on in, and we'll get you dressed up.
And so, if say someone shows up the day of the event, right, to your shop Friday morning. You guys open at 11 a.m., right?
We open at 12 to 5:30, Tuesday through Friday, and 11 to 5 on Saturday.
Okay, so say you show up at noon on Friday, and someone comes to your store, and they're like, look, Jennifer, I have this event to go to tonight. What can you offer them right then and there at Brides and Maidens?
Well, we have a large selection, and we're having a big sale of 50% off rack on select styles of evening gowns. And they're a range of 2 to on up in the 20 size range right now. So good sales, and then we can get you set up with seamstress. If not in store, and we have some we can outsource you and refer you to.
Wow, so it's like the one-stop shop for this Christmas auction. So that's great. And so what do you see? What kind of styles are popular right now?
A lot of sequins and bling and velvet. Velvet, don't be afraid. Velvet's really friendly and comfortable. It's like wearing stretchy clothes, you know, comfortable clothes. A lot of people, are afraid to try it, but it's surprisingly comfortable. So velvets are a good fabric.
Okay, and so the theme is Holiday Affair. Now, what is Holiday Affair, that theme? What does it mean for colors?
So for the Holiday Affair, we're thinking a very traditional, almost Hallmark type Christmas, kind of the nostalgic 50s type Christmas. So the event will be decorated in lots of reds and golds with pops of green and black. So those are kind of the colors that we're going for. But in terms of dresses, I mean, every year the theme is different, and every year we get lots of colors of dresses. So we get everything from golds and silvers to reds and blues to beautiful purples. So really, there's no protocol necessarily when it comes to the color of your dress. It's really what makes you feel most beautiful. But the event itself will have a lot of reds and golds, some greens and blacks.
Isn't that kind of nice to stick kind of to the theme? Mm-hmm. So reds, golds, blacks, are those dresses available in those styles and colors at your shop?
Yes. We have lots of black sequins, different lace, the chiffons. We got some burgundies and reds and green, hunter greens.
And gold.
Yes,
gold. Everyone keeps telling me to get a gold dress.
Rose gold and navy. Navy's always classic. Navy. Mm-hmm. Don't forget good old navy.
And you said about nostalgia. Explain that about the style. What are you envisioning?
So in terms of the dresses, really, we're open to anything. But the theme of the event, we're going to have, we're thinking like there'll be lots of the black and red and green plaids. And just think like that Christmas, almost, I mean, it's cliche, but almost like that Hallmark Christmas feel, where you would see the big red truck with the tree in the back and, garland and plaids. So that's really kind of that Christmas, very homey, intimate, welcoming feel is okay. What we're going for.
Well, that's great. I love that idea. Yeah, Hallmark. I mean, everyone loves Hallmark Christmas stories. I always, I'm a sucker for them. I watch one and two and three, and I'm like, oh my gosh, will she end up with him? So, you know what? It's nice to get that kind of feeling. I understand what you're going with this. So do you guys have dresses that have plaid in them at Brides and Maidens?
No, not plaid. We have before, but not currently.
So the sequins, and so we're going to stick with the sequins, yeah, and chiffon. And
chiffons, and we have fitted and some ball gowns.
Okay.
Ball gowns are big.
Ball gowns. Okay, so what's the difference between, so a ball gown? Explain what a ball gown is.
It's just more of a fuller skirt. It's a silhouette. It's fuller. You're more nipped at the waist, and then it flares out.
Now, we're going to be taking pictures. I'm going to publish this podcast. It's a Friday, right, today? So I'm going to publish this tonight. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be heading to Brides and Maidens in the morning. So I will have my photographer there, and I will be able to model different styles. So I'll model a ball gown. So you can head on over to visaliajournal.com and see photos of those gowns and different examples and styles and colors. Make sure to head on over to 205 West Main Street to visit Jennifer. She'll help you to find your perfect gown. And I like that this is downtown Visalia. So the Chamber of Commerce, the Convention Center, all this downtown Visalia. Do you like that you guys are located in downtown Visalia?
Oh, yes, definitely. Just definitely in the heart.
and then right now it's like the holiday season.
Yes,
and
yes, and it's really decorated. All the windows and lights downtown, it's excellent. Come on down and see the festivities.
All right, so Jennifer, give us your number one more time so people can call, make an appointment, get their gown ready so they're styling for this Christmas tree auction event presented by Chamber of Commerce.
It's 733-3472.
733-3472. All right, Jennifer, well, thank you for your time, and give her a call. She'll help you out. Just let her know what size you wear, right? And you'll pull out some gowns and have them ready for them?
Yes, I can have some pulled out so you have and a few to start out with, and we can pull others and work from there. And it's not too late. You know, give give us a chance and we'll get some, we can order. Just, you know, we just need to come in and get started.
Yeah. No, that's why I'm recording this podcast. I'm like, whoever's listening to this right now, get on board and go get that gown. All right, Jennifer, any final words from Brides and Maidens?
No, just other than just come on down and we'd love to work with you. And thank you for having us.
All right, and thank you for sponsoring my dress. And everyone, please give your business to Brides and Maidens. What's nice is that I'm going to be able to use that money and use it for the auction at the event. And I'm representing the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Service Center. So on behalf of Deaf and Hard of Hearing people in Visalia, thank you to Brides and Maidens.
Thank you.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the Visalia Chamber of Commerce, who they are, and just information about them that is very resourceful. So pull out a pen and paper and jot this information down.
Okay, so there's lots of ways to get a hold of us. You can always call our office. It's 734-5876. You can check out our website. It's visaliachamber.org. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. So check us out, any of those places. We do a lot of postings about really cool things that are going on in Visalia. One of the things that people don't realize is the Visalia Chamber is the oldest and largest business organization in Visalia. We've been around for over 100 years. So we have a long history in the community, and our job is to be the voice of business. So when you're running a business, you get kind of sucked into the day-to-day routine of running it. You're checking payroll, you're making sure your product is there, you're trying to provide services. And a lot of times it's hard for you to kind of step back and look at the bigger picture. And that's where we come in. We try to be a resource and a connection for business owners. So some of the things we provide is advocacy. We attend all the city council meetings. We attend board of supervisors meetings. And our job is to make sure that when they are talking about things that affect business, that we speak up on your behalf, that we tell them, yes, this is good for business, or no, businesses are going to suffer if you make this decision. We also have businesses that come to us and say, we have a particular issue we need help with. And we help them by calling city staff members or attending city council meetings and finding out answers and helping people to avoid those hurdles and some of the red tape. So those are some of the things that we do. Other things that we do is we provide a lot of educational programs. We have a leadership program that's been around for over 30 years. That leadership program is amazing. I went through it a couple years ago, and you learn a lot about your community and you learn about your leadership style and how you can use your leadership to further your business or nonprofits that you get involved with. We have a young professionals networking group, which is really great. So if you're under 40 or 40-ish and you'd like to meet other young professionals and build that network, we have a place for you. And we also have an entrepreneurship program called Emerge. And that program is 6 months, and it takes you through the process of learning how to start a business, the ins and outs. You get a lot of real life, real world advice and experience from industry experts that come into the class and work with the students to help make sure that when they do launch a business that it's successful, or that if they've launched it, that they're ready to go. So we have some future events coming up. We host monthly networking mixers. So starting in January, every month, we'll have a networking mixer somewhere around town. One of our local members will host it. And those are great, fun, and free events. And then big events coming up. We've got a brand new regional leadership conference that we are starting. It will be the first annual Impact Leadership Conference. That's going to be March 21st. And if you watch next week, we've got some information. We've got two really amazing keynote speakers that we're going to be announcing, and I'm not allowed to say yet. So stay tuned. We've got some cool speakers coming up. And then we do our big annual awards event in June. And so starting in January, if you know an amazing business or even an amazing individual who's really made an impact on Visalia, we will start accepting nominations now so that we can put that event together. So we're really excited about those events. They're really fun, but really the Chamber is here to be a resource and a connection for local businesses.
Thank you so much for meeting with me. I'm so excited to hear about this, you know, the Impact program. I will have to talk with you again about that, because we want people to really be involved and understand their leadership role in Visalia. And I was born in Visalia. So I tell people I love Visalia, and they look at me with this weird look. And I said, no, I really do. This is like a team, right? I feel like Visalia, we are very team oriented. Do you feel like that about Visalia?
Yeah, I think the great thing about Visalia is we're a pretty good sized city, but we have a very small town feel, and people appreciate that we feel networked and we feel connected to each other, and we feel a sense of community that a lot of cities don't have. And so I think that's really what sets us apart and why we love being a chamber in this city.
Yeah, and I recommend joining the chamber. I grew up, you know, going to all the chamber events, and it's really shaped me to be the person that I am today. So make sure to contact Visalia Chamber of Commerce. Come on in. Say hi. They have you guys have, like, what do you guys have for sale out here, like postcards?
And yeah, so we have great Visalia postcards, we have Visalia posters, we also have some t-shirts and some stickers that are all about Visalia, and if you're interested in those, that would be great. We also have books here by Terry Oman on the history of Visalia, so if you're interested in Visalia history, you can get those here too.
Awesome. All right, so social media, please tell us where on Instagram, what's your name?
It's Visalia Biz is our Twitter. Visalia Chamber of Commerce is our Instagram and Facebook. And you can still purchase tickets for the Christmas tree auction. Those are available. They are online on eventbrite.com. Or you can go to visaliachamber.org/Christmas tree. They are $80. And the event is the 7th. At the Visalia Convention Center from 7 to 11:30.
And you can purchase tickets up until
the day of. So you can purchase tickets that evening, even if you wanted to online.
Oh, at the event?
Yeah. So if you came to the door and you realized, oh my gosh, I forgot my ticket because you were too busy buying your dress or getting your tux, no problem. You can get on your phone, you can order your ticket and do it right there on Eventbrite, right there at the door.
All right. So thank you so much for meeting with me. It's a pleasure every time I talk with the Visalia Chamber of Commerce. I love going to the YPN mix. And very, very good time. If you see a post on their social media about the next YPN mixer and you're under 40 or 40-ish, head to one. You'll love the people. I'm like, I got a name drop, but Lucy Huerta, I love her.
She's amazing. Yeah, so she's one of our steering committee members from Cui Delta, and she is awesome.
I love her. So before I end this podcast, I want to make sure to give a shout out to the event sponsors for the Christmas tree auction. So we want to say thank you to Roseland Media and Studios, Bueno Beverage, Jack in the Box, KRC Safety, Salsa and Dillard Funeral Home, Tachi Palace Hotel and Casino, The Barn, Visalia Mall, EECU, Wyndham Hotel, Financial Credit Network, Office Source 360, and much thanks to Brides and Maidens for sponsoring my gown. I'm excited because I'll be picking it out tomorrow morning, and I'm not going to reveal the choice dress, choice gown until I show up Friday. So stay tuned to that and follow more at visaliajournal.com. All right, so this is my favorite part, name dropping on Visalia's podcast, right? But it's cool because we are helping these people to be recognized because they're doing something good for the community. And I was talking to Brian Pachigian, and he told me he's going to be there at the event for the Christmas tree auction. And I said, that's great, Brian, because he's a big supporter of nonprofits. Now, who are the other people that you can name drop for me and tell me who are going to be there?
So we've got a whole list of people that are going to be coming. We have almost 1,100 people that will be there. We've got almost 600 VIPs coming. So some of those include Mike Bedreau is actually volunteered to help us out as our MC auctioneer. So that's going to be really fun. Tim Ward has got a table there. Cui Delta and Family Healthcare Network are both going to be there with all of their staff and family. Tachi Palace, Eagle Mountain, and even some of the media companies, people like the Visalia Times Delta, the Sun Gazette, KC24 and KMPH. And of course, we've got city council members and board of supervisors who always come every year to help support the event and the nonprofits in our community.
And so this is the 38th annual, and that's crazy. Yeah. 38th. So the 38th and like the 40th is going to have to be like spectacular, right?
Right. There's already pressure.
So the 38th annual Christmas tree auction is to support the following local nonprofits. So I'm going to list them. So we have Arts Visalia, Celebrate Recovery, Daughters of Hope, Eagle Mountain Foundation, Genesis House, Golden State Family Services, Hands in the Community, Helping Hands Food Kitchen, Imagine You Interactive Children's Museum, Kauai Delta Foundation Lifeline, Kauai Delta Hospice Foundation, Leadership Visalia Valley Oak SPCA, Love in the Name of Christ, My Father's House, Read for Life, Samaritan Center of Tulare County, Seven Oaks Church, Sisterhood of Grace, St. Paul's School, the Ruth Wood Open Arms House, Valley Caregivers Resource Center, Valley Oak SPCA, Valley PBS, Visalia Rescue Mission, Visalia Police Explorer Post 32, Vision Visalia, and we have West Coast Academics, Music Performing Arts, Young Life Tulare County, and the nonprofit that I'm actually helping, that I helped to sponsor a tree through Visalia's podcast. It's the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Service Center. So what's great is that we have Delmi. Delmi is decorating the tree for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Service Center. And they're a nonprofit located here in Visalia. You can visit them inside the Bank of Sierra here in downtown Visalia. And what's great about this nonprofit, they help people who are deaf or hard of hearing in Tulare County. So if you have a hearing loss, or if you're deaf, you have know someone that's deaf, please let them know about this nonprofit. And if you attend this auction, I'm not going to put any pressure on you, but please, I mean, show some support. My three children do have a hearing loss, so it is personal for me. And that's what's great about Brides and Maidens. We'll be talking to them upcoming, but they sponsored my gown because they wanted me to use that money and donate it to another nonprofit. So Delmi told me for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, their theme for their Christmas tree is wartime. So she said during the 1940s, you know, a lot of people, World War II was going on, they were involved with that. And she said that they want to have this tree as a remembrance to the sacrifices that the soldiers made during World War II. And they're going to keep it vintage looking, 1940s theme. So tell me, I know that there's trees out in the community that people, the public, can go see before this auction. So tell me about those trees.
Yeah, so there are always trees that are put out around town. And right now, I know of two for sure that are out there. So Hands in the Community has their beautifully decorated tree in the lobby of the BMW's showroom. So if you'd like to go check out some beautiful cars and see a beautiful tree, you can go down to BMW. And Sisterhood of Grace also has their tree up in one of the Rabobank branches. So you can go check out those beautiful trees and see them. I know Kauai Delta usually puts up one of their trees in their lobby before the event as well. The other thing you can do is we are actually hosting a free public preview. So if you can't come, or maybe you have children or grandparents, or there's elderly out there who aren't going to be able to make the event, we're hosting a free public preview on the 7th from 2 to 4 o'clock p.m. at the convention center. So you can come down. All the trees will be set out. All the items will be out. It's beautifully decorated and all done up. And you can come out and check out the trees, get some pictures. And the nonprofits a lot of the nonprofits will have representatives there at their trees so that you can talk to them and learn more about what they're doing to support our community.
Oh, that's great. I love that idea. I'm going to take my kids for sure to go see the tree. So 2 to 4, the day of the event, Friday, December 7th. Yes. Are you going to take your kids?
So I always work at the preview, and so I can't bring my kids, but it's the tradition that my mom picks up the kids from school that day. So grandma picks up the kids, and she brings them. So they get a chance to come. They see me, which is always really fun because it's a long day. But then they get to walk around, and they get to see the tree, and they love it because they get to go, oh, that's my favorite. Oh, I love that color. Or, ooh, they were really creative. And we do have judges that will be coming earlier in the day, and they'll be awarding the trees different awards. So
what are the different categories?
So there's all kinds of categories. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head, but there's a mayor's choice. So Mayor Gugler will be choosing his favorite. There's one that's all about sticking to the theme of the event. There's one about the most beautifully decorated. There's one about sticking to the theme of the charity. So there's lots of different ribbons. And so if you come to the public preview, you can see which trees have won ribbons. ribbons that will be announced later that evening.
Oh, so is there like a public, you know, public favorite or no? Like just
We've never done a public favorite in the past because we always get the judges to come and choose. But we love hearing what everyone says. And that's part of the fun of – that's why I like to work the preview because I get to see the public and everyone comes in and they all tell me, ooh, that's my favorite. Oh, that's my favorite. So it's fun to kind of see what the public likes and which ones the kids think they would love to take home. And it's fun because the kids go, Mom, are you going? You should go. I want that tree. So, you know, little extra added pressure, but it's always a great event.
And that's okay. So that's great. So if you're a parent or if you're not able to attend this event, head on over 2 to 4 Friday, December 7th to the Visalia Convention Center, right? Mm-hmm. Just park in that all day parking across the street. Head on over, get some hot chocolate from some Starbucks. Go check out the trees with your kids. You'll see me there with my children. We'll be taking pictures. They love Christmas trees. It's my kids love Christmas trees. Now, can you tell me who the judges are going to be?
So I know that Mayor Gubler is one of the judges, but I don't know who the other judges are right now. They try to keep that kind of secret so that nobody goes after them to try to get influence. That's so we won't know who the judges are until they show up that day and say, hey, we're here to judge. Yeah. So no, we don't know who they are. We keep them secret so that they don't get bombarded.
Well, we'll find that out on social media. So quick break, and then we're going to give you all the information about Visalia Chamber of Commerce, why you should join, social media, you know, links and all that fun stuff. So quick break.
Hi, I'm Jennifer from Brides and Maidens. I'm here to help you find out what to wear and not to wear to the black tie event of the annual Christmas tree auction. We're proud sponsors of Jessica's Dress, and we're located at 205 West Main Street, Visalia, California. Give us a call, 733-3472. Thank you.
Thank you to everyone tonight. I met a lot of great people at the Visalia Convention Center. And what was going on there? Well, you can head to visaliajournal.com and you can read Celebration of 25 Years to Larry King's Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And it's great because you can see what I was able to see. And I love photography, right? So I was able to be there and I saw my mentor, Teresa Douglas. And I said, man, Teresa, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So kudos to Teresa Douglas and everyone at the Visalia Times Delta. They rock. So thank you so much for listening to Visalia's podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram. And I have a Twitter now, right? I'm like, oh my goodness, I feel like such an adult now. I have a Twitter, Visalia's podcast. I tell everybody, look, it's just Visalia with an S and then podcast. So thank you for listening, and to see more about sponsorships and advertising and all that fun stuff, head on over to visaliajournal.com.